Hey, hey, AfterBuzzers. I can't believe it. It is the season finale, night one of Dancing with the Stars, season 25. So much discussed tonight. Come on back and tune it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bam! Bum ba dum bum bum ba ba bum ba da ba ba.
Okay, you guys, we are back, and so much to discuss tonight on Dancing with the Stars. It was episode one of the big season finale. I am your host, Tara Tenor. You can find me on all social media outlets at Tara Tenor, and these lovely ladies are here tonight, too.
Hi, guys, I'm Amy Cassandra, and you guys can all find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra TV.
Amazing, and I'm Teague Julie Pinko. You can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. And my lovely lady, we just got back from the live show.
What? We totally did. I'm Carla Renata, and you can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic.
So if you saw us in the crowd, we were fangirling so hard. We just got back from the live show of Dancing with the Stars.
We ran across town.
Oh my gosh,
you
guys.
And they pedaled to the metal for real.
They've been all over LA and back, you guys. They were front and center. We can't wait to get their inside scoop. And our girl Morgan is out tonight. She couldn't be here, but she loves you so much. She sent a little video that we'll share with you.
Aww. Here you go.
It's Morgan. I just wanted to pop in tonight's show really, really quick and say thank you so much for all the support this season. I'm so sad I couldn't be there for the last show. I had a work obligation. I miss you guys like crazy, but I know the rest of the panel is going to hold down the fort. I just wanted to say thank you so much for this season, all the fan interaction. I've loved hosting the Dancing with the Stars after show. Who's going to take home the mirror ball? Can't wait to find out. Catch up with me on Twitter. I'll be sure to be watching the after show. And never forget Teague. You were savage.
I love her.
I love her.
Yeah.
That's going to be our tagline for the show, for the season, for the rest of the eternity.
I love her so
much. Savage. We love her. Oh, my gosh. Girls, should we dive right in?
Yes.
So much to discuss tonight. Well, so the first round of the show was the redemption round for the judges. They picked a specific style of dance for each contestant. So Drew and Emma were first up doing their pasodoble, and Bruno was their designated coach. He gave them some very specific feedback to really, like, have Drew improve his poise and posture. So what did you guys think?
You know what? I think that that was Drew and Emma's best dance of the entire season.
Me too.
I really do. It was it was so, when we watched it live, it was so good. He looked so sharp. He looked so on top of it. He didn't look like he was thinking about the steps or the choreography.
Right.
And he looked like he was just having a good time. I loved it.
I mean, yeah, it was incredible. And one of the coolest things, I think, for us to be there today was seeing the interaction that they have with their families, because we were kind of sitting all the families.
Aww.
And so, you know, Drew went over and talked to his fiance, and it's just so adorable. It was just really cool to see, you know, it's a big family event. Everybody's supporting each other.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the coolest things I saw today.
Yeah, there were former contestants there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, former contestants. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a big community, little family thing. But Drew, I thought, looked very confident in this dance.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Really, honestly, it was his best performance of the whole season.
Most definitely.
So, yeah, it was awesome to watch.
Amy?
Well, I like that Julianne said that she thought that he was the most improved, because we have seen him improve a lot. So I really did like the costumes as well.
Yes.
Very
I know.
Nice.
And I liked his solo at the beginning, too. I think that really gave him the extra poise that they were looking for. He just commanded the stage. And he was amazing. Did you guys agree with the scores, though? Because he got a 36 out of 40.
Yeah.
I think so.
It was fair.
Yeah.
I think so. I think what he got scored was fair. But I think that at the end of the day, him and Emma, I think, felt really good about what they did. And I was really happy for him.
This is Jeff. Oh, Teague, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'll be quick.
Nope.
This is Jeff in the booth, guys. You know I always got to say my opinion on the show. But
please,
I was nervous at first when I heard Emma was doing a quirky number. And I know that was also for the freestyle, but even for the redemption, I was like, the Charleston. If on paper you would have told me before the show that both of Drew's dances would be big, theatrical, kind of like jazz numbers, I would have told you I was worried. And I was so impressed with his ability to confidently and kind of elegantly perform both of these numbers tonight. I was just so happy to see Drew go out on such a high note. And I do have to quickly say, guys, before we lose it, we have Teague and Carla. We're at the broadcast tonight, as they mentioned. For those watching online, I'm going to throw up a photo. Yes. I got this from the live taping. They were right by the stairs.
I know. Famous girls, front row.
No,
there they are.
We were fangirling.
And I am looking like the Great Pumpkin.
No, you look amazing.
Like the Great Pumpkin. You look so good. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we mentioned that they were at the show, but they were.
We did. I just had to throw up a photo.
Friend.
And for those of you guys who are listening on the podcast, we do have a video component, so check us out on YouTube. But I just was so happy that Drew was so confident and surprisingly tasteful in his movements tonight, which I feel like hasn't always been the case all season.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think right when it started with the solo, I was like, oh no, this could go poorly. But you know what? The solo was awesome.
I agree.
I'm so glad that it was in there, and I'm so glad that's the choreography was. That could have gone wrong.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
But
it was
perfect, and he was confident, and he didn't care, and he just did it to the best of his ability, and
it was
great.
Right, I know, and I think Aaron Andrews was sort of commenting on how, like, it looked like everything really clicked for him tonight, just with all the components coming together. So even though I was a little surprised that he ended up being the one to be not in the finals because of his strong, strong fan base. I'm losing my phones here. But I just thought that was so great because everything really came together. And I agree. I think he was for sure the most improved dancer this season.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, let's get on to the next performance. So Frankie and Whitney did their elegant foxtrot, and Carrie Ann was their coach. And I loved how in the prepackage she had him, like, singled out up on stage as she was, like, closely watching his feet. He was like, when is this going to end? And she was just, like, making him go hard until he got it perfect, which I thought it really paid off because he seemed like he came out a different performer. Mm-hmm. Like, something clicked for him tonight, too. It was like everyone brought it hard tonight
in the
finals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Everybody brought their A game for sure.
Yes.
For sure, for sure. They did a really wonderful job, I thought. You know what? The bottom line for me tonight is that there wasn't anybody that did a dance that I was like, womp, womp, womp.
Totally.
Like, every dance, every couple freaking slayed it. And I was very excited.
And they just, there was just this feeling of, like, everybody was just happy to be there. It wasn't really a stressful week. Mm-hmm. At this point, I feel like they're all very happy to get to where they are. And it's like, you know, whoever wins, wins. Tomorrow's probably a different story. But today, it was like, you know, it was a nice night to just relax and appreciate everything. And I think, you know, that was another one. Frankie, you know, was looking at his family in the crowd. I just thought it was so cute to see them interacting when the cameras weren't on them. And also, before their performance, it was when Frankie got emotional in the package.
Right.
Oh. And when they were standing together waiting to perform, they were, like, holding hands.
They held hands.
They were,
and
like,
they looked down because, okay, you know, toward the end of the package, started to crack a little bit. And we looked over at them, and they grabbed hands, and they both started to cry, and then they kind of, like, fluffed up real quick because it was, like, showtime.
So
and they couldn't,
great.
You know, it was cute.
It was cool
adorbs.
To see that stuff, yeah.
It was really adorable.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of make or break, too, for, like, the performances because they see something really shocking on the packages that can kind of just throw off the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we obviously don't get to see that on screen, so I think it'd be cool if we could see it, but...
well, that's why we have Teague and Carla
Thank you so much. I do have to say this was my favorite dance he's ever done. I loved it. And I'm a huge fan of Frank Sinatra, so I was already hooked from that point. Mm-hmm. But everything just came together. It looked so gorgeous. And it was just, I think that he found the sweet spot of not being goofy and silly, but not like, look at me, I'm a macho man. It was just a happy moment. And I loved it. I loved it.
It was great.
It was great.
But so Whitney was talking about, and they've sort of said this throughout the season, about how he usually gets super nervous before the performances. Did it seem like he was really nervous?
He just seemed more confident. Everybody seemed like this, like, breath of air was like,
that's
they were
so
like,
good.
Fine.
Yeah, everybody was kind of just like, it almost felt like everybody was like, okay, this is it. This is showtime. This is the last time we're going to get to do this in a competition, you know, because tomorrow they bring back all the other contestants and it's like this whole free for all and it's, you know, all of that going on. But what was that?
Oh, we're good, girl.
So, I mean, it was really exciting. Everybody, it was interesting. You know what is interesting when you're there live is to watch how people react to the packages being done. Like, some of them ignore it altogether.
You mean some of the performers?
The performers, yeah. the contestants and the star and the pros. Some of them don't pay attention to it at all. They just kind of warm up.
Oh, totally, because think how distracting.
And some of them kind of just take it in and have that moment with each other before they dance. It was real interesting to see which ones did that and which ones didn't.
Was he really paying close attention to the package, or?
It was kind of hard to avoid, I think, because, you know, he, like, you could hear him getting emotional, and then, like, I even in the crowd and people around me were kind of like, oh, you know, like, just, like, getting emotional, and then you could see he was like, oh, I don't want to hear this, but he was accepting it and, you know, kind of getting emotional. So
he had a huge fan base, too.
No, I was going to say that. I love it.
Baby, like, they were screaming their all heads young, off.
Like, he's like the heartthrob.
He's the heartthrob.
Like, he was like the Tiger Beat dude.
Yeah.
He was the Tiger Beat dude.
But I thought that was, like, so perfect that they sort of highlighted that, because you really watched his transformation on the show from being just this, like, young, kind of awkward, like, you know, questioning himself. And then tonight he came out and just, like, owned the whole Frank Sinatra era. Was someone, I think Carrie Ann said that he became into more of a manly version of himself.
Mm-hmm. She did say that.
Which was so right on. I totally agree with
that. I think that totally, you know, sums it up for him with that particular dance tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, should I say my one Simon Cowell critique?
Yes, girl.
Being up close, I did see, and I love Frankie, and this doesn't take away from anything I said, but I did see his neck is, I think, where he holds a lot of tension. So when he's holding, he's like, I don't know if it's back. It might be back. His neck has a little bit of tension. And I think that that could be released for tomorrow. I'll just write in. Yeah. Just let him know that.
Just tell him. Yeah. Maybe.
But I did. That was the only thing I noticed. And that I know you guys appreciate a critique. So,
a quick behind the scenes production question for Teague and Carla, who are there. So you mentioned Frankie's super fan who was like screaming the whole time.
Yes.
I will say, watching it, it was almost a little uncomfortable. Did you feel that way, Amy and Tara, that, like, it was so much that, like...
Because it was Frankie, I loved it. I'm just excited for him that, like, he now knows that he has that fan base. Because I feel like he kind of is, like, unsure of, like, who he is in Hollywood, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, for him to get that, like... extra confidence boots, like,
it was hysterical.
Heartthrob. And honestly, I loved it.
It wasn't awkward at all, even live. Yeah, and honestly, I was, like, really happy because, you know, so many times I just feel like he isn't sure. But if someone's screaming for him and he's got, like, a fangirl moment, I think that's so great because I'm like, yes, fangirl for Frankie. I wish I could, but I can't do that right now.
It made him live his life.
I loved that.
Totally. They were so shocked.
And it was not that awkward in the studio for some reason.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it was awkward for her because then they turned the cameras to her.
Oh, she loved it.
She's like, oh, my God.
I think so. What about the score? So he got two 10s and two 9s, so a 38 out of 40. I thought that was pretty accurate scoring for this performance. What did you guys think?
I think that was right.
I think that was about right.
Yeah. I would have gone a little higher.
Oh, really?
Like a 39.
Okay, well, she's like,
the verdict's still out on that one. But the next redemption performance was Jordan and Lindsay. They did their Charleston. Len was their coach for this performance, and he wanted more recognizable Charleston steps. Mm-hmm. That was sort of his big critique, and I think they definitely mastered that. There's a lot more content in the dance. What were your thoughts?
I thought it was great.
Well, see, this is the thing. So in the studio, they kind of moved us at that point. So I couldn't see the whole dance. So I can't really comment on it. But, Teague, you take it away because you can see.
Oh, yeah, I can see.
I couldn't see nothing.
Well, it was cool because we were sitting in those chairs that they started their performance in. So they took a few of the chairs out. So we just watched it from a different angle. What was I gonna say?
Well, they also moved that whole like audience. Yeah,
they moved that whole section.
Yeah,
which you were saying was kind of distracting, which it kind of was.
They had like younger kids. I think that was they were like kids come to the stage, so I think that it was kind of like a fun little thing for them to do. You thought it was distracting? I didn't think it was distracting live.
I didn't think it was necessary. Yeah, I'm a big fan of like if people are supposed to be on stage, they're they have to be on there, or else right. it just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It would have been perfectly fine without them, and I think mm-hmm. it would have been better without them. I like that they tried to bring everyone in and just be like, woo, mm-hmm. but yeah, not necessary.
There's kind of a lot going on.
Yeah.
And the finger lights, there was kind of a lot going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, there wasn't. I mean, but, honestly, though, I think this style of dance, too, like, really highlighted a lot of what the judges were saying about just how in sync mm-hmm. Jordan and Lindsay are. Just, I mean, especially with, like, all the limbs flailing. I mean, it was unbelievable how perfectly in sync they were throughout the entire dance.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe how fast this was. I've never right? seen a Charleston this fast in my entire... It looked like on TV
they were both out of breath.
I think, of course, I was
out of breath just watching.
But they yeah. kept in time. Sometimes when you watch a Charleston, they're just not quite in the pocket when it's this fast.
Mm-hmm.
And
totally.
Gosh, it was the perfect balance between like sitting back on the beat, but also hitting everything. It looked like they were in fast forward, man. It was crazy to yeah. watch.
It's
amazing.
Like, right. And it's like they keep just like raising the bar. They're yeah. just like, let's just go a little crazier. Let's totally. Just do a little bit more. And they just keep doing it.
I yeah, love that she pushes awesome. Him.
I know. Oh, I, yeah. I think Carrie Ann was saying that like, that's just what takes Jordan to just, like, a whole nother level. Is the mm-hmm. fact that, like, I mean, he was good from the beginning of the show, but he just always wants to push the envelope mm-hmm. and challenge himself and do more. And I think Lindsay is an amazing coach and really is... risen to the challenge too, so they're just unstoppable.
She's a great really choreographer. Are. She's yeah. choreographed for him very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and the thing is too that they're both physically not feeling their best,
right?
So which for is all like, of that, what? Yeah, I know. Like they really brought it. I mean, with her leg. And his eye. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And when they showed the close up of his eye.
Oh, wasn't that gross?
Like, it's not that bad. Yeah. It's better than yesterday.
Was like, oh, God. No. Yeah.
Like, admirable.
I'm glad the swelling yeah. went down for tonight because he would have been trying to dance with one eye and that would have been no bueno.
Maybe he would have worn sunglasses.
One thing I love about Jordan Lindsay, too, is I feel like there are the partnerships where it's clearly a coach and a student, and then there are the partnerships where it feels like partners. This happens like yeah. to one couple every season. Meryl and Max had it. But it really feels like Jordan and Lindsay at this point are just collaborators, and they're mm-hmm. almost on the same level, and that's why together they sort of take it to the next level, is because it almost feels like how two So You Think You Could Dance partners would collaborate mm-hmm. rather than a coach and a student,
oh,
I
yeah.
think, with them.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and they obviously got perfect 10s on that performance, which I think didn't really surprise anyone.
Yeah. No. And I think it was well-deserved.
Yes, mm-hmm. totally well-deserved.
And I can't wait to see it at some point.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it tonight on your yeah.
I will watch it on my Hulu. Oh, man.
I know, and the next one was equally as memorable with Lindsay and Mark's Quick Step. Julianne Hough was the guest judge tonight.
Yes.
That was fun to see her.
Yes. She looked beautiful.
Amazing. How about the opening number where she comes down like a royal princess? I'm like, you are royalty. She's royalty. She's dancing with the stars royalty.
Yes, she is.
She should have totally done the princess.
Yeah, she could have. I would have bowed down.
I know. I loved it. But she, and how fun for them that she got to be their special coach. But she told them, basically she made a posture correction for Lindsay to just, like, keep her shoulders back.
And that made so much of a difference because she was here. And you know what? We've been actually saying that. Does anybody remember that? No, we really have been saying
that. We say that every week.
There's something weird, and we thought it was just with her ribs, but it was just, like, an extension of her back that needed to happen. And it, like, wow. Yeah. Julianne have to figure it out, but she looked great after that comment.
That absolutely made a huge difference in her performance. And then also it's like you kind of forget too, but that she's the last female contestant.
Oh, right?
Right. I know.
That's crazy.
When she said that, I was like, wait, what? And
I know.
Then I was like,
you do forget.
Yeah, you kind of forget.
You forget.
But I mean, that's amazing and so well deserved on her part. Mm-hmm. And yeah, any other thoughts about this performance, you guys?
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I love the pairing of her and Mark Ballas. I think they mm-hmm. were the perfect match of pro and celebrity this season. I mm-hmm. really, really do. They were the perfect match because he took her strengths and played to that and choreographed everything around what she was good at. He never choreographed a routine for her that she couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Never.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
They are also, I think, are totally, totally in sync, and their perfect 10 scores, I think, was also
well-deserved.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Oh, yes. But okay, you guys, let's dive into the freestyle.
Oh my gosh, this is where it got this so exciting.
Oh my God. It was crazy.
Crazy. And kicking the freestyle round off was Drew and Emma with this funky, quirky hodgepodge of everything in a ballroom with tea and the whole thing. I thought it was really fun, and it really showcased his personality. And I thought that the costumes were a little weird, and I don't know. Yeah. I liked it. It wasn't my favorite. But what did you guys think?
So I have this thing about Drew, especially since last week with that lift he did with Emma. He was fearless. Ooh,
we thought her head was going to hit the floor.
Yes. So yeah. I feel like tonight's performance, he was just like, oh, no big deal. I'm just going to lift her like 10 million times. It's no big deal because of last week. Mm-hmm. So watching him, I felt like he had this confidence that he didn't have before, which was very nice to watch. And yeah, I mean, the mid-dance break that they had was a little like, okay, that's interesting, but I'm wondering if they did that so he could catch his breath and then just continue and like, let's go.
Maybe.
But it was fun.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really great overall. I think that since we were so close to the action,
we couldn't see as much of that as we wanted to.
Because we weren't seeing specific camera angles. We were seeing kind of the whole thing. So I was like looking at Robert from So You Think You Can Dance and like all the other, you know, people that I know out there that I was like, oh, I love you. But I did think that it was a really good production, and I think that he blended in.
He
actually was.
You know, he didn't look like somebody we were teaching to dance. He looked like maybe possibly a pro. So I thought that was really impressive for Drew.
Let me tell you something. There was this one lift that they did where her legs were behind his neck and her feet were crossed like this. Because I couldn't see what was happening on the other side. He was facing us. And all I saw was her feet clasped behind his neck, and I was like, Lord, if this child hits this floor, this is gonna be all she wrote. I was a nervous wreck when I saw those feet go like this. I'm like, oh, I hope that her feet don't get caught in his costume or in her shoe or, ooh, but they pulled it off, and it was great.
Yeah, it looked amazing.
Yeah, there's some serious trust in that partnership. She's just, like, not giving up on the lifts. She's, like, committed.
She gives him a lot of lifts, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I loved everything about this, too, guys. I gotta say, if you would have told me on paper that they were going to take a mid-break talking session, I feel like the cynical version of me who's complained about production decisions would have not liked it.
Yes.
And I loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was such a fun choice. Yeah. I think Emma, especially with these two dances, really delivered on choreography. And Drew really delivered in choreography. I thought he did a really good job. And I'm just like so especially proud of Drew tonight. It's funny, Carrie Ann called him out for not being in sync.
Yeah.
And I thought the opposite when I was watching it. Mm-hmm. I thought he looked really in tune with the troupe. But let us know in the comments what you thought.
Yeah. And honestly, though, too, the mid-dance break is just like so... Speaking of NSYNC with his like quirky personality, you know, like because even all the like other celebrities on the show always talk about like his personality and how he's so fun and funny and nice, and just like everything about this performance really embodied that, which I think is the point of the freestyle, right?
And it's kind of one of those things that you could do toward the end of the season, right? It's, you know, it's kind of, we get your personality, it's not like totally out of left field, it's not like we're like, what's going on, or like they felt weird, it was like, perfect. It was perfect timing, and it was cute, and it was kitschy, and I loved it. So.
And let's be real. The freestyle is what wins Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
Sure. Your freestyle routine, it doesn't matter how you've done all season long. If your freestyle routine is not off and cracking, you are not going to take home that Mirrorball trophy. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Well, and they almost got a perfect score. They got a 10 from everyone except for Carrie Ann. Mm-hmm. She's always been, I feel like, not as big of a fan.
Drew fan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Yeah. She don't have to worry about it for much longer.
It's all right.
Just saying.
And the next freestyle performance was Frankie and Whitney. They had sort of a riskier performance. They decided to do something a little bit more powerful and serious. And as we saw in the package, the producer even called up Whitney and was sort of questioning whether or not she should do something a little bit more fun and upbeat. But Whitney, you know, was sticking with her instincts, and Frankie trusted her, so they went with this really unique performance. What did you guys think?
Let me tell you something. I got to weigh in on that one. That dance was hot, hot, hot. It was insanely fierce. I loved seeing. It was just like Bruno said. It had that Rhythm Nation, Janet Jackson thing going on. Their costumes were, and I don't know what those costumes looked like on television.
They looked sick.
The but costumes, in person, yeah, they were looks, sick. Yeah. I was like, yes,
I know.
Whitney
I was like,
Frankie,
can I get one of those?
Yeah.
And her lipstick, too.
Yeah.
Let me tell right. you, they wore that out. I was they like, wore they it had, out. And she put him in the front. Like, usually, sometimes when they do the troop dances like that, they will have
middle.
They'll have him in the middle so that they can see out of the periphery of what they're doing. But she had him front and center, and everybody else was behind
and
him.
And he
I'm
started
like,
the
go
ripple.
Boy.
He yeah. started the ripple. He was 1-2, everybody was 3-4. I was like, oh, Frankie started the ripple. I was so happy. I thought it was awesome. And you know what? I did question her, too, when she was like, we're going to do a series routine. I'm like, wait, why? Because we love Frankie. And we wanted, like, but you know what? You know what you get when you put Frankie in a kind of less serious, maybe fluffy? Then you get people that are like, I am not buying it. You know? And or you get people saying, that's silly. Like, you know, what was that? The Trolls dance?
The Jolly Green Giant.
The Jolly Green Giant dance. You know, that's what you get when you... and even when he did, like, the slightly hip-hop with the slam dunk.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
I liked it, but, you know, I think then you get people like, I'm just... I think, honestly, he pulls off Sirius way better than we thought he was going to be able to. And I'm glad that she made the decision that she did, because I think it... I think he... was showcased well.
Well, and that she just, like, stuck to her guns. I mean, you know, she knows what she's doing. She's
Whitney,
we love you, girl. Mm-hmm. No, but honestly, I really agreed with Julianne's feedback, where she was saying that, you know, taking this risk and, like, watching him in, like, a more serious, sophisticated role really, like, showcased his growth on the show. Because, like, when he started the season, he was kind of, like, the goofy, unsure guy. And, like, now he's this heartthrob with screaming girls in the audience and, like, coming out with this, like, sexy, serious side. So you're like, I love that. That's why everybody loves watching the show. It's, seeing the transformation. It's like... You go, Frankie.
Yeah, and another thing that I thought was cute, I don't know if you could see it on air, but we were right off of his shoulder. Mm-hmm. You could see him counting under his breath. He was like, one,
stop
two,
it. That's
three,
so cute.
Four,
I could
five.
See her counting.
I was like,
four,
oh, I love that. Because he, you know, he just cares so much. It's
did you see
like,
her go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Yeah. I was like, yes, girl, count.
It is so cute.
Yeah, but not all of them do that, though. Only some?
No, I don't think so. Okay. And typically that's a little bit frowned upon, but, I mean, I don't know if you could tell. That's what I was going to ask you guys
if
you could
tell.
Sometimes it was when he was coming through
people,
the formation.
You can tell that, like, either the pro is, like, still kind of counting it off a little bit. But
yeah.
I didn't see it on TV.
Well, that's great.
That's
fabulous. I think that he kept it really under his breath. I just noticed because I was kind of watching him pretty closely.
Hey, but whatever it takes.
But hey, no, I loved it. I actually liked seeing it because I was like, oh, you care so much. And
it makes them real. Yeah. And
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
Totally. Okay. Yay. Yeah, incredible. They got, let's see, 2 10s and 2 9s. So, you know, decent scores.
Amy, what did you think? Can I really quick be the Simon?
Yeah, sure. Please.
Because I was going to be a little bit of Simon. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think... I'm so glad in person it was so fierce. And Tara, it sounds like you loved it.
I did.
I don't know if I ultimately loved the choice for this dance, for the freestyle, for Frankie. I don't know. I just, to me, it was my least favorite freestyle. And there was moments that I thought were amazing. This ripple effect with the passo movements I thought was very cool. Overall, though, I felt like the troupe outshined Frankie a bit in a way that bummed me out. And I kind of just felt... the whole thing didn't add up to what Whitney wanted it to. And I felt watching it on the TV, he wasn't on top of all of his counts, like maybe it seemed in person. But I feel bad because you guys loved it.
No, I actually agree because I felt his facials were a little too extreme at points, so I was just like, what are you doing? He's just like, because especially since I did like his Frank Sinatra dance so much. But yeah, it just felt a little too produced, and the lights were a little much, and just everything was a little bit, I mean, his face was a little hard to see, so when I did see it, it was like, woo, he has that face, and it was just, I don't know, it didn't really hit the point that I wanted it to, but...
We've
Well, and I did like that he was kind of funny because he said, no, I trust you, Whitney, more than anyone. And I'm like, even more than the producers. Okay, like, be careful with what you're saying. But
oh, child, he's out of there. He don't care.
And right? It's over, basically. They have already done that.
The season is over. What are they going to do to him? Kick him off the show?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and commenting on his facials, we have discussed he teeters on, is that angry or is that just kind of sultry, and Jeff, I want to ask you though, what do you think style would have been better?
I don't know, and that's probably I'm falling short as a host right now, but I just absolutely. I think there was just something so fun about his first one,
and yeah, that's true.
There's something to be said. I think unless you're really, really good, I feel like it's fun. It feels right to keep it fun and kind of light for the freestyles, unless you're Marilyn Max, where you can really knock a very serious dance out of the park.
Totally.
Agreed.
I just think this standard was maybe a little high for Frankie, and I kind of got the feeling Whitney really wanted to do this, no matter who her partner was, a little bit. I don't know. I'll be interested to see what the comments say. I don't
want
to take away from Frankie, because I think he had an amazing season, and this was good, but I do think, did he get straight nines on this, or was it 10?
No, two 10s and two 9s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, this would have been, if I was judging, I would have given it a 9. So that's just how I felt about it.
Can we just, before you continue, can we just pause for a second to talk about that dance that Julianne Hough did?
Totally.
Because when tell you, that had me in tears. Like, it took me a minute to recover from that.
Carla was crying like a little baby.
I was this close to breaking into the ugly cry. This is what I love about dance. This is the thing I love about dance. There is nothing better than watching a dance performance that evokes that type of emotion out of you. Absolutely. Baby, when she was flipping and falling and they were holding her up by her feet, I was like, my mouth was dropped open and I was just, it made me feel some kind of way. And I think mostly because of the woman who she was portraying, who was there, who had on the most fabulous shoes, by the way. And she had on these, I was like, who is that woman with the shoes? I might have to drop kick her and take her shoes. And then I felt bad because I found out she was like dying.
Yeah, I know. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop kick her because she's dying, but I really want them shoes. But back to Julianne, that dance, oh my God, you guys, it was everything, and it made me long for her to come back and dance on the show.
Oh yeah, it was incredible, and you know, it was so special to see, you know, her in the audience and watching her piece come together. And in the package, it says she's terminal, and so oh my gosh, I mean, I can't even imagine. But I think it was really cool for her to see something, you know, and especially she's had a really great career, and now to kind of see it all right in front of you, Dancing with the Stars was really special. So I'm glad that Dancing with the Stars did that. I'm glad Julianne did that. I'm glad it all just went really
well. I feel like Julianne Hough was like the perfect person to sort of do that on the show too.
Absolutely.
Because as we said, she's like the celebrity superstar of Dancing with the Stars. Everyone loves having her as a judge. I feel like in the comments people are saying, we need Julianne back as a judge next season. Yeah. I totally agree with that. She's amazing. But also, she's just like such a sweet, endearing person. Like, she just delivered that performance in such a just endearing, likable, lovable, believable way that I don't know if like any other pro could have really done.
No,
that.
It was everything. I'm telling you, I was in tears. I was in tears because I was like, oh my God, this is moving me beyond. But I love that. I love being moved when I'm watching somebody because that means somebody somewhere did something right to make me feel that way. So there's
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, it was great.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, I love that we got to talk about that. That was truly, truly incredible. So back to the freestyles. We'll talk about Jordan and Lindsay's. I mean, that was honestly pretty much flawless. So incredible. I mean, you knew it was going to be so good. But I was kind of like a little underwhelmed in the beginning. And then I feel like in the middle and towards the end, it just kept getting better and better. But I think that was kind of the strategy. What did you guys think?
I think that it looked like one of the, you know, finale pieces that I've been looking for. The props were incredible. The dancing around it was incredible. The choreography was, I mean, it was really, really flawless, and it was something you could see, you know, in a Broadway show for sure.
Absolutely.
And you know, he totally. Stops in that spotlight. He does a perfect double pirouette.
That spotlight dance was everything.
I know. You're giving me coupes last week. Now you're doing real pirouettes, like flawlessly spotting. I mean,
and even like the camera blocking, incredible. And he was just like so in it. I mean,
but how about that one pirouette that it almost looked like he did it in slow motion? Did you peep that? He did this one pirouette where it looked like he went like this. It looked like it was in slow motion. I was like, yes, Jordan, you better do that pirouette.
Yeah, yeah, he's got control for days. Yeah. You know.
Insane.
He's insane. Technique for days.
Amy, what did you think?
Well, his showmanship as well was so there. I was just watching the whole time like, wow, that was amazing.
It was great.
I just wrote, that was amazing.
Right.
Truly. Like, truly so amazing. Well, and he got perfect 10s across the board on that.
As well he should have.
Yes. That was, no one was questioning that.
No. There's a little bit of discussion in the group chat about, you know, Jordan and, you know, him not being, people are saying fake. I would just like to say, we've been around him before. I've been around him, we've been around him for So You Think You Can Dance. He's been at tapings. And even tonight, though, he just really seems like a genuine kid. I mean, he's always over at his family. He's always talking to his family. He's always waving and kissing. You know, I think he really is a good kid. And I think sometimes just because he comes off confident, people think that he might be cocky. But truthfully, after seeing him tonight and the way he behaved with everyone, I think that that's not the case. I think that he really is. Got a good personality.
I love hearing that.
He just seems very media trained, which isn't bad.
Yes,
can just tell that he's.
Did you say media trained?
Yes. So right, you're so right.
That's exactly how you can tell
he's
just so comfortable.
There's nothing
wrong
with
camera.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's a child actor.
He's little rehearsed.
Even some of the past, you know, winners of Dancing with the Stars when they were giving their like predictions in some of the. You know, like pre-taped stuff. They were saying that he could have some humble pie. I forget.
That was Alfonso.
Yes, Alfonso said that.
I was like, Alfonso, why are you throwing shade?
I know. I was thinking when you hear someone say that, I mean, Alfonso is obviously like still around the show and like comes back every once in a while.
I'm like, how are he gonna look like at him after he said that tomorrow? I'm just saying that was
I was like, wait, really? Because I agree with, I've never got the cocky vibe from him. He always seems really
I've gotten it. He feels to me he has moments, not all the time, but he has moments where he feels very arrogant, but it's like Teague said, he's just very confident. He's just very confident about who he is. And I do agree with Teague. Well, you know, when you see him with his family and his friends, he's very endearing and he's very loving. So I can see now, having seen him in person, how that arrogance that comes with him can be misconstrued.
Yeah. I think compared to Lindsay, too, because importantly, like, Lindsay's an influencer. She's a musician.
Oh my God.
She's not used to this world. So I think she's kind of the extreme of someone who's kind of doe-eyed, and this is her first time.
Absolutely.
So all of America kind of identifies with her like she's us, you know? And then Jordan is this long time in the spotlight Disney kid. So I just think that because they're the front runners, the disparity between their personalities can feel kind of large sometimes.
Of course.
Which isn't always the case during the top two people.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. Should we dive right into Lindsay?
Oh, my God.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That freestyle was so insane. And it was, I mean, her flipping around with her violin.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me tell you something. Like I said before, the freestyle is always won. I'm sorry. Dance with the Stars is always won by the freestyle. And I'm telling you right now, if Lindsay and Mark don't win Dancing with the Stars tomorrow,
you'll be
something.
Shocked.
There's going to be consequences and repercussions. I'm just saying. Because that...
She's going to go out there.
Because that was insane with her flipping...
throw down.
That was insane with her flipping around and playing. I was like,
hang on to it?
It came full circle because I remember Mark in the beginning of the season saying, I really want to figure out this piece. And he kind of was referencing doing something with the violin, didn't really know how to do it. And then it all came together tonight. And it looked flawless.
It was
so
amazing.
Cool. And not even just the concept coming together, her technique and her legs.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
and the storyline too.
Oh my gosh.
Like how he kind of like made it into this just like live action piece.
Right.
Like Amadeus for Dancing with the
Stars.
And then
I liked my favorite part was when they were all around her and then all of a sudden she came up with the violin and then she was playing.
Yeah.
I mean, what? And then she's doing
I'm like, but how'd she hold on to it? Like, when she literally, like,
baby, it was doing like this. It was like this on her shoulder, and she was like this. And
yeah, she was connected, but she was still.
I couldn't even see how he was holding on to her because I was so busy looking at her flipping around like this. I was like, what is happening right now? See? Ooh, that gave me life. That dance gave me.
Might have been my favorite, favorite number of the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the other one would have been her and Mark's other piece, the
techno thing.
Techno.
See, I have a special spot in my heart for Lindsay because I play the violin. So, not as good as she does, hey. But I'm just like, girl, you freaking held on to that violin. Like, nobody's
going to. That's what I'm saying.
There was no pancake hand. That's what I'm saying. It was beautiful. Like, yeah. posture here. And, oh, by the way, she's flipping around. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me? She's also so freaking charismatic that you just can't help but love her. Mm-hmm. And I think she deserves this so much. I mean, we all have our favorites. You guys out there have your favorites. And yeah. I think that each person deserves to win in their own way. But girl, amazing. Yeah,
that was
amazing.
And she really has improved a lot. I think the judges said that tonight. Like, yeah, you Carrie really Ann have improved.
Was too. I think that was Carrie Ann's pick mm-hmm. for most improved mm-hmm. player. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I agree. But she was, yeah. So good from the start, and she's just become even more amazing. That was mm-hmm. insane. Okay, should we give? I think we're needing to wrap up here. Dang it! But should we give our predictions? Well, first, actually, so there was four contestants left, and they eliminated somebody tonight.
Mm-hmm. Dun dun dun
dun dun dun, and that was Drew and Emma. Did you guys see that coming?
Yeah. We said that last week. We talked about who we thought was going home, and we've been saying Drew and Emma for weeks, so it finally happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, too bad, too sad.
And they honestly looked happy.
They looked really happy.
Yeah, and he ended on such amazing performances.
Yeah, it was great.
They look relieved. They were laughing and playing around. They were like, yay, we don't have to come back and do this tomorrow night.
Everybody's just having fun. And I guess they'll dance tomorrow night though, at the Grove. But I think that was they were just, like, happy to be there and happy to have made it this far. So mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Okay, but from the three couples remaining, there's Jordan and Lindsay, Mark and Lindsay, Frankie and Whitney. Woo! So, who you guys think?
Can we do who we think, but then who we want? Sure. Because they're different for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else go first.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Lindsay and Mark, and I want Lindsay and Mark because, baby, that violin flipping around in the air, that did it for me.
Yeah.
When I saw Jordan and Lindsay, I thought, oh, they got it. But then when I saw Lindsay and Mark, I was like, yeah, okay, it's done.
And they went last, too, so it just leaves you with that bam.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a toss-up for me, but I think that who will probably win will be Jordan. And it will be absolutely well-deserved. I think Lindsay should win because if you think about, you know, how much
growth she
growth, I think that she should win, but you don't know. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But they both could win and I would be happy as a clam.
Either one of the three, actually.
True.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Carla as well. I think
Carla's going to win.
Because there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
I think that Lindsay will win, and I want her to win. I think that she's so charismatic, and I think that this last performance that she did really just knocked people's socks off.
It was bananas.
And crossing everything.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Teague. I think that Jordan and Lindsay will probably win, but I kind of want Lindsay and Mark to win just because that was so, so unique. And, like, if it really does come down to their freestyle performance, like, I mean, that was just so insane with her playing the violin and just... But honestly, they're both... It's such a toss-up for me between Jordan and Lindsay. I don't know.
But if you think about most memorable dances of the whole season, I would say Lindsay and Mark have more for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that just because Mark's such a good choreographer?
Yes. And so creative. Yeah. But it also kind of meshed so well with her personality because she's also very, like, quirky and unique and, like, such a unique just contestant on the show.
Mm-hmm. He always played to her strengths. But I'm telling you, it's about that freestyle. Don't you remember when Cheryl and Drew were on there and people were like, we don't know if Drew is going to do well. And then they came out for the finals and did that Ride a Cowboy thing, honey, and that's he won Dancing with the Stars. I'm telling you, that freestyle is everything.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I've been Team Lindsay this whole season. I've been Team Lindsay since day one. Mm-hmm. Tonight, watching Jordan, I couldn't help but think he's the better dancer, and I think he deserves to win this show. And I also think he's gonna win this show. And I think Lindsay Sterling might be more talented overall. I think she's an astounding artist. I think Jordan is the better dancer of the two of them, and I kind of think he should win the show, even though I love my Lindsay Sterling, but that's where I'm at.
Oh, yeah, he's hands down the best dancer. I totally agree with you. Yeah. That's why I think he'll probably win.
Hopefully.
But he just hasn't had, I don't think, as much growth as Lindsay. I think that's like the million-dollar question about the just even how Dancing with the Stars like works. I feel like last season we talked about it, too. It's like, well, is it about the journey, or is it about, like, who's like the best dancer?
I think it's a combination of both, but I agree with you. He came out the box polished. Like the very first week he did a dance, it was like, oh, he's going to win this. But then as the season progressed, the injuries started coming up and some other things started happening. And then Lindsay had injuries and stuff too. But it's like I said, with either one of those three couples, if either one of them won, I would be good. But I want Lindsay and Mark to win, I'm just saying.
How crazy would it be, because none of us guessed this, but if Frankie won?
It's possible. Like, he has a huge fan base. It's possible.
Anything's possible.
And Whitney,
on this
too.
Anything
Whitney,
is possible.
Yeah, and Whitney's love Whitney. Again.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Who knows? Well, that's why you guys have to tune in tomorrow. And we're talking about maybe having a recap.
Yes, we will keep you guys posted on social media.
On Twitter.
Yes, because we know there is another show tomorrow, so we're thinking about maybe trying to do another show next week, but we'll keep you guys posted.
We haven't quite worked out the details yet, so stay tuned on Twitter, social media. We'll keep you posted. But we're going to wrap up. This was such an exciting season and an amazing episode tonight. Make sure you watch the Dancing with Stars show tomorrow night for the big results. And thanks for tuning in. As always, I'm your host, Tara Tenner. You can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenner.
And I'm Amy Cassandra, and you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra TV.
Amazing. And I just want to thank you guys so much. You guys have honestly been so incredible in the group chat every week and in the comment section. We really love hearing from you guys, and you guys are what make the conversation interesting. So thank you so much for joining in and being great. And also, this might be the last time we see you guys for a minute. So keep up with us on social media.
Yeah.
And we'll message you guys and keep you guys posted on where we'll be. You guys can find me for now at TeagueDP, and we'll see you there.
Ditto to everything she said, and I am Carla Renata. You can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic. Keep up with us, y'all, and we'll keep up with you. Love, peace, and hair grease.
Oh, peace and hair grease. See y'all later. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.